It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Flirty Santa in trouble after texting, "You've been naughty this year."
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello,
hello
Kevin.
Kevin's news, everybody.
Hi there. You said snack, Jay, so news. I thought I would.
News also brought to you by Haven Real Estate. Yes,
he,
Kevin.
He said news.
He did say news, but he also said snack.
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. So snacks. I thought I would share some news about a snack.
Oh.
McDonald's announced they are finally bringing back their snack wraps next year.
I don't know that.
Ooh, neat.
I don't know that one.
Jay, you don't remember the snack wraps?
I do not either.
Oh, man.
I'm going to guess that they were wraps that were sort of like snack-sized.
size of a pencil, Jay.
Sure. I guess they were snack-sized.
Okay.
The whole concept was they debuted in like 2006 as a healthier option for the burgers and the sandwiches.
Sure, yeah.
You know, chicken, lettuce, cheese, and a flour tortilla.
On
you know what
seed
a
bun.
Wrap is. I don't have to explain it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, they had it all, you know, the wrap. But in 2016, that's where they went off most of the menus, and then they ditched them completely in 2020 from the COVID.
I wonder
menu.
Why, yeah.
Never came back.
Wow, okay.
But they're Jeez. Saying 2025 is the year if you were a lover mm-hmm. of the snack wraps, and they, you know, you could have the McCrispy chicken
yep.
tenders.
Sure.
And also like a grilled chicken tender.
Rap lover, Bruce, or not really?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not. Not going to be the top of your ordering list.
No, sir.
Warren, you like wraps? Or?
Not really. Yeah. They're okay.
What is it you don't like about them? Hard to eat?
No.
Hard to bite through?
No.
Don't like the flavor? You want a bun? I'll keep guessing. Maybe I can just shut up and let you answer.
I would like a cheeseburger.
Just traditionalist.
Yeah.
No surprise. That's fine. Yeah.
Monty. I do think some of the wraps are delicious.
There was a company, they're no longer around, but out in the valley that made a smoky chicken and bacon wrap.
Really?
Oh boy.
With ranch dressing. It was like
that. And you didn't buy enough, so they went out of business?
I bought it every time I went by.
Huh.
How good was it?
I don't know.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I don't mind. By the way, Tabitha qualified for the $1,000. Congratulations. Steve-O, are you a wrap guy or no?
Like
iced tea?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like iced tea.
If you don't mind just doing that wrap bed, then Kevin can do a wrap. Go for your bed. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
My name is
That's more techno.
What?
Go ahead.
That was more techno than it was rap?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, where did the... And he talked over the rapper.
Sorry.
Yeah, that part was... Yeah, he was apologizing for his rap bed. that was bad design. Yeah. Go ahead. Try it again, Steve.
You want me to keep... Okay.
Oh, more than you know.
Yeah. Maybe I could do. Could you maybe do a little slower beat, like a little
okay.
something like that?
Wow.
The instrumental.
He's really good.
And we're out of time.
That was it.
I just wanted to see how long he could do it.
Yeah, that was, man, didn't even run out of breath
that was
or anything.
Good.
Was,
oh, okay. You know, all right.
Was, I mean, yeah.
So are you a rap guy, Steve?
Sure.
Steve will eat anything. I feel like he does. He doesn't like spices, but he'll eat a lot of variety of those kinds of things, as long as it's not spicy.
Yeah.
It has cheese on it.
So we were not talking about rap music? We were talking about
wraps
and food?
Snack wrap from
food.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I mean,
so
thanks for listening.
What was all that?
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Was fun.
We were doing a bit.
Yeah. Oh, is that a bit?
It's called a bit.
Yeah.
In the business.
We thought you were just joking because,
Hey, man, I was answering the phone.
We were doing a bit there.
Got it. What's going on the phones today, Steve?
Well, that
Quick
was a $1,000 qualifier,
gotcha.
That's what he was doing there, yeah.
Yeah.
I do find it interesting.
My apologies.
In a business that is surrounded by humor and jocularity, as in radio, there's a lot of funny people who work in this building.
That's true.
And
agreed.
Many of them you would not know. Like, you know, Steve Hawk, he comes in, he's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
We have him here on, you know, Mondays and Wednesdays at least at 9 o'clock to do Hot Topics. He's a very fun man. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Anthony, he's over here in promotions. Hilarious. Very funny. And Steve.
And refuses to go on the air, by the way.
He doesn't like it. No,
I try to get him all the time, and he's just like, no. Nope.
Yeah, not his deal. I mean, there's just a lot of funny people. And so Steve seems to be the one who doesn't realize when we're joking. Of all the people in the building, we'll be in the hallway doing, as he likes to say, a bit.
Is this a bit?
And he'll come up and he'll be standing there and then he'll be like, are you guys doing a bit right now?
I love it.
We're in the hallway just having a conversation, but we're joking around.
You just never know.
Is this a bit? Anthony's always like, yes, this is a bit. You should be laughing. It's a joke.
Well, because, okay, can I give the background to this a little bit?
I mean, you can try to dig the hole deeper. Go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would come into Anthony's office and, you know, ask a question or whatever after I messed up something. And he would just be like, oh, man, put his head down. He's like, oh, this is not good. This is not good. This is bad. This is bad. And I thought he was being serious. I didn't know him. And so I thought he was, you know, all just
bummed out
and stressed and whatever. And he brought out a, what do you call those things? Your blood pressure,
blood pressure cuff.
Yeah, he has one of those in his office, and so he brought that out. And I didn't know what was going on. It was all a joke.
That would be funny, though. It was a bit.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, it's a great one. He'll just literally takes it out, starts wrapping it around his arm.
That's funny.
Yeah, he goes, this is not good. This is not good.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And then Steve's like, is this a bit? And Anthony's like, yes, I'm not taking my blood pressure. It's actually a bit.
Everything in this building is a bit.
Fine, yeah.
That's otherwise stated. There's a disclaimer for that.
Right. Yeah.
He told me they called him like Phony in high school. That was his nickname.
Phony because he was always playing jokes on people instead of Anthony. He was Phony. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Now, if you're called into a meeting by email, that's probably not a bit.
That's a good point, Monty.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's actually well played.
So I should have gone to that meeting yesterday?
You probably should have.
Yeah,
everybody else did.
But
Steve. If we come walking out of the meeting, we all did. I mean, everybody in the whole building was in this meeting except for Steve. And we walk out and he goes, wait, was that not a bit? Like, no, that was a meeting. Meetings are not bits. Just going forward. Warren, do you mind if we get a review of the movie you went to?
Not at all. No.
Time for a movie review. Movie review. Movie review.
You went to?
I went to Red One.
Oh, okay.
Red One. Yes. I want to go see it.
Yes, and I believe the last night was the last night.
Dang it. I did way too long.
Shoot. I think so. You wonder if it'll come out again before Christmas? Well, no.
No.
Christmas is pretty close.
I don't know how long it's going to take to get to streaming. But
I would say probably pretty quick since Christmas is right around the
corner. Mostly, yeah.
How about a DVD?
A DVD, that might take a minute.
Do they still do those?
Available.
Only at Walmart in the back shelf.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm waiting for the VHS.
Okay.
So The Rock, Chris Evans, Lucy Liu, and J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was great. It was fun.
You knew what going in, it was a comedy. You had done research or whatever.
Because I looked on my phone. Lori said, I don't think I want to go to that. Isn't it scary? And I said, oh, no, it's a comedy.
Oh, okay.
And so I played... I played the intro or whatever
the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she says, "Oh, that does look pretty good." And it was funny.
And she enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, a lot. And probably every bit as much as I did, maybe more.
Nice. Okay. And so, how many? What would your rating be? I don't know what your rating scale is. I mean, there are complicated ones. Like Sean from Thompson Falls, he had was it 35.5 or 36.5, Kev?
It was 35.5.
Yeah, so it went to 35.5.
He gave something 25.5 out of 35.5 stars. That was Moana 2.
Yeah, so I don't...
Not stars, popcorns.
Yeah, that's pretty complex.
Well, I was just going to go 0 to 10.
Okay, well,
that's probably fine.
That's fine, too.
And I would say it was a 8.956.
Whoa, that's very high.
Yeah, it was good.
By the way, just for everybody who's listening, Red One shows today... At all the theaters.
Yeah.
It shows tomorrow at all the theaters.
Okay. Well,
Sunday, Monday.
Now, I was told that.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Kevin,
all the way up until Christmas, huh?
I was told
I've only got it through Thursday.
Maybe, Warren, what they meant was the show you went to was the last show of the night.
Oh, could be.
Was it late?
Isn't that something?
No, it's only 6:20 a.m. and FM.
Oh, yeah, no, that can't
be.
So you might just be wrong all the way
around. Which theater did you go to?
The one at Wandermere.
Very nice.
The Village Center Cinemas?
Yes.
Love that place.
And how would you review their snacks?
Good.
You had popcorn?
Had a popcorn and a pop. Now, they don't have Pepsi Cola. They have Coca-Cola.
Oh, is that offensive to you?
Bad. A little bit because...
Wait, Coke Freestyle?
Like the freestyle machine where you went over and poured your own and you could make
And we did that and we took it in.
Sorry.
And I loved it. I was going to listen. And we took it into the theater and I took a drink and I said to Lori, taste this, see if it,
because
we shared one.
Oh, no.
No offense to the
one. You can offend them.
It's not their fault.
No. It kind of tasted like carbonated water.
Oh, so probably the machine might have been low on syrup, probably. Yeah.
Probably should have went to a different machine.
Did you go back and try again?
Yes, I did. And then I got lemonade. And I liked it. Lori says, it's a little too sour for me.
A little tart.
Tart. Yeah.
Isn't that what you call your wife?
Tart, yeah.
Little tart?
Sweet tart.
Little tart.
Hey, little sweet tart, you.
Yeah, according to this, it's going to be in the theaters for a minute, and it won't be to streaming till February.
Okay, then I fibbed. I apologize.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We're used to it. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Did you sneak food into the theater?
No.
Why not?
Well, because...
He's not a rule breaker.
Well, sometimes
we
are.
It's beef jerky time.
Sometimes we are, but we went next door to the and had pizza, had calzones afterwards.
Whoa! Oh. What a night for you!
I know,
guys. This is a regular date. Yeah man.
Yeah, we went to
What is next door there?
Selkirk Pizza.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Unfamiliar.
Jeez, you guys. So you guys. I mean, you're not super old. You know, slightly advanced age. you had dinner at like 8:30.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty well. Let's see. Probably 9-ish.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I didn't get home until 10:30-ish.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, good for you guys. I'm glad you had fun doing that.
Yeah, we did.
That's awesome. Way to get out and do it.
I'm kind of suffering today because I'm a little tired.
Oh, yeah, because you probably didn't get to bed, and then you had to get up.
Yeah.
And the whole, thing.
About 11 and got up at 4:30-ish.
Oof. Go ahead, lay down.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to get under the counter here. 24.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What was like your main nickname?
Rooster.
Rooster, yeah. That's Rooster. Such a good one, though. Yeah.
Warren calls me Rooster now all the time. Rooster. In the text.
Kevin James.
Yeah.
Accidentally miss
it? Yeah, and I don't, I talk it and I don't look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rooster. Whoops.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin.
I've got my right-hand man working on getting a song for us.
Oh, no. Wow.
I don't know if Producer Steve was able to make it happen.
I was like, I'm not doing anything. What are you?
I got it.
No, okay.
Okay, well, we will play this song for you, and it's kind of fun. I don't know who this guy is, but he does a lot of fun little parody songs. He just, like, stands out in the woods or whatever, and he looks a little rough, and he just... sings, and he sings about things that are important, like Santa and Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Before I play it, Kevin, there's no swears or anything, right?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Did you not just record it?
I did, but I wasn't listening.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean you didn't listen?
Oh, my.
I know
it
says D-A-M.
This is what I work with all the time.
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, we have a button just in case.
Well, yes, exactly. But we make sure when we listen to it. Well,
normally,
I was half listening.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well,
Producer Steve, everybody.
Do you not want me to play it?
No, you go ahead, Steve. I don't remember it having a swear word other than D-A-M, but let's give it a try.
All right, Jay, have that.
Love of Pete.
Sorry.
Love of Pete.
He lost his rosy cheeks and his cute little belly. He's been living on a yacht. He's kind of sweaty and smelly. Mrs. Claus left in the 90s and Rudolph's gone. Santa Claus is Amazon. He ditched the North Pole. He said it's too damn cold. He went where labor was cheap and the taxes were low. And if you saw his list, it'd make you kind of nervous. Alexa, send my data up to customer service. This ain't no milk and cookie thing. This man's got ambition. He's been stirring up the cocoa with the Federal Trade Commission. He's been busting up unions, trading elves for slaves, making mountains of trash and toss it out in the bay. Dancer and Prancer and Donner and Blitzen are all on reindeer unemployment, barely making a living. He traded in his sleigh for a big blue van. It's got a logo on the side, looks like some funky banana. Woo-hoo-hoo. He cut his big white beard and he quit being jolly. He'd been decking the halls with something different than Holly. He bought the Washington Post, still can't get good press. Santa Claus's name is Jeff, alright. Santa Claus is Amazon.
Okay, hey, look at this
little, you know.
Hi, my name is Jeff.
I like that. Yeah, I did too, a lot.
It's so easy, right? And we're all guilty of it at times, I think, of ordering stuff on Amazon and doing all of that just because, guess what? It's easy, guys.
Yeah.
What? It is easy. But I would ask this right now. Of all of you fellas in the studio and even little Steve in there.
Oh, little Steve.
Little Steve.
Little Steve.
Little Steve.
Name me so a cute. Local store, like a local small business, where someone should maybe go shopping. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, this is pretty awesome.
I'll take the easiest one. I'll do the Indaba Coffee Roaster since they're helping us out with Christmas Wish.
I got one.
We broadcast from there, and it was fun, and it's local, and it's great, so I'll say them. But that was an easy one
for
me.
Yeah, so coffee.
Yep, yep. Well, yeah, you can buy the bags of coffee, and then you know, that helps us, yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple.
I have a couple, too.
Auntie's Bookstore is...
Oh, it's a great one.
It's great. They have some cool stuff. Yeah. And there's a Made in the Northwest store out in the valley, too, that is really cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wonder if you don't read.
It's fine.
Well, then you go to the Made in the Northwest store.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's a good point. Okay. What he said there is right.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Warren? Local business that you should go shop at for Christmas?
Yeah. Well, I had it, and then I lost it.
Okay. Bruce?
I did. It went away.
Yeah, it's because you were trying to be funny, Warren.
I'll throw out one that I worked.
Hey, look, memory fades a real thing. No, let Bruce go before he forgets.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Bruce, you go.
But what if you don't shop? My wife does.
Okay.
I'm going to North 40 to buy some.
North 40 Outfitters. Yeah, that's a great one.
That counts. That's close.
Yeah, I love that one.
I think that'll count. Yeah, right? They have numerous locations, but.
Yeah, still, I like it. Yeah, well,
pretty doggone
well
local.
Very nice.
Warren, were you maybe thinking of the general store?
Well, that's a good place. We went there the other day.
I so know.
You know, they have the largest toy store in all of Spokane.
Is that correct? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do, 100%.
Look at that.
You go upstairs, and if you take a kid upstairs, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you get what you get.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they'll throw a fit.
They got a lot.
Yeah, man.
And speaking of toys, I would like to give a shout-out as well to Fig Pickles in Coeur d'Alene.
Yes.
That place is pretty...
Never been there.
Oh, you haven't?
No, just see it every time. I love that name.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, their toy selection is fantastic.
Another cool one is the Kitchen Engine right down here from the flour mill.
The Kitchen...
Engine.
Okay, I've heard kitchen of this, Montana.
Oh, they have some amazing stuff, things you never even thought you needed.
Like like utensils?
All kinds of stuff. Kitchen related. It's all cooking related.
I like amazing. The things that you never thought you needed. That's very accurate.
It's true.
I'm down with that.
Steve, local business.
Okay, I think this was the place that I went to. Merlin's Comics and Games?
Correct.
Yeah.
Is that the spot?
You did go there, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the magic shop, as you called it.
Boo Radley's was interesting.
He did say magic shop.
Yeah, well, I was looking for a magic place.
That's right.
I couldn't find one.
Where did we go the other day? I should have thought. Oh, Hallett's. It's called Hallett's.
Chocolate.
Yeah. I think my wife bought a gift box. You know, they have
I wouldn't be so mad if I got a gift from you and Denise this year.
You wouldn't,
chocolates and coffee.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So, yeah, there you go. All right. Well, there's your little local business. Get it done.
Get it done.
Did you think of yours, Warren? Did you end up?
Well, yeah. It's the, I don't remember the name of it because they changed names, but it's a car wash place way out on North Division.
You shop at a car wash place?
No, but I buy
like a pass,
coupons,
oh, yeah, pass.
For family members. That,
well, I like that.
Why don't you just get some oil change certificates there too? While you're...
Well, I mean,
they
honestly,
don't do oil changes.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad one actually.
If I got it a car wash thing, especially in the winter,
I'd just messing with him. Yeah. Just messing with him.
I would take that, Warren. I don't. And just a suggestion.
Captain Practical.
Okay. All right.
Although that's not really on my way to anything.
No, but there must be some out your way too.
Oh, sure there are. Yeah, car washes. Yeah, we've got bathrooms indoors and everything out there in the valley.
Yeah, they have stuff that you don't even know you need.
There's a lot of stuff you don't even know you need.
Yeah.
All right, real fast, local restaurant. Monty.
Oh, Milk Bottle.
Okay.
And then Tecate's on Northwest Boulevard.
Warren.
Didier's.
Bruce.
Didier's. Zips.
What do you mean, Didier?
He's very mad about that one. He's like, he's angry. Angry elf.
Yeah, Zips in Deer Park, yeah.
Zips.
Steve, local only. Go.
Ooh. I got to give a shout out to my Chinese restaurant, Hong Kong Express.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Well done.
They own Uber Eats, I feel like.
They get it done.
They do a good job of always being available at Uber Eats. I am going to go with Mole Spokane.
Okay.
It's down in Kendall Yards. I'll just say two. Umi Sushi. Umi is so good. And they have other food besides sushi.
That's a good thing.
That is my favorite.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, gosh sakes.
See, the beauty of this is we're getting all different areas of town.
How about the Valley, Jay?
Oh, just Fiesta Grande. I mean,
Fiesta Grande.
Gone there for decades.
What about David's Pizza? That's a good solid one.
David's Pizza.
Right there.
In the Valley?
No, here. I just met
What did I miss?
I remember you had that
as a graduation
vehicle.
Mark is awesome. He's the owner there. He's great. He still comes out and does the whole thing by himself.
Yeah.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, local. Get it done.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why does it seem busier now that you don't work?
It does seem that way.
Because
that's
you
no
keep
kidding.
Taking on more projects maybe than you used to?
Well, I guess, but I haven't been doing much for anybody else.
Huh.
Kevin James.
I don't understand how that works. Is that true, Bruce? Yeah. Busier now that you're retired?
Oh, heck yeah.
What if I don't want to be busier after I'm retired?
Don't answer the phone. Start with.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Hi, Josh.
Hello, hi. Josh. Oh boy, here we go.
How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Well,
you ready for a whooping?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. Yeah, you ready to congratulate? Warren's already congratulated you. That's fine. Mm-hmm. The category was bartender, Steve. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Hey,
well,
not pancake tender, Bruce. Bartender.
Okay.
$25 worth of Indaba coffee is at stake here for you, Josh. All right, you three Yahoos can.
We're out.
Vamanos.
Vamanos.
Bye-bye.
Vamanos?
Yeah, get out.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. Don't go too far, and don't touch anything. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Josh, do you have children?
Yes, I have four.
Have you ever raised senior citizens?
No.
It's harder.
There, yeah.
Seniors. Because here's
the
thing.
They should understand better.
That's the thing, Kevin. Because like with children, you're like, well, they probably don't know.
Learning.
That's probably, most of your job is to teach. And then, but as when you're trying to, retrain senior citizens, it's like, you should know better. And then you have to train them again. And it's not as easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great to look forward to. All right. Bartender's the category. 7 questions in 60 seconds, Josh. Pass if you get stuck. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. What long-running animated show has a bartender named Mo on it?
That would be The Simpsons.
Who played Sam Malone on the TV show Cheers?
I don't know.
How many bottles of beer are on the wall in the popular song about bottles of beer on the wall?
99.
Isaac Washington was the name of the bartender on The Love Boat, which aired on what network?
That was the Love Network, I think.
Horace was the bartender on Family Guy. What is the last name of the main family on that show?
I don't know. I don't watch The Family Guy.
Okay. What fruit would a bartender traditionally put with a blue moon?
I believe a lime.
Nick Miller is a bartender on New Girl. What actress played Jess or was the star of the show?
No guess on that one?
I don't know.
Okay. That's all right. Luckily, you're playing the Friday crew.
That's a good point.
I mean,
that's a real good point.
It doesn't matter how bad you did. You're always in, Josh. That's the beauty of it. Anyway, here they come now. All right, who's got the extra question?
Bruce does.
I guess correct. That's what I was going to say to you. Bruce, you get an extra one. You lucky devil.
How well do you think they're going to do today?
They'll get two.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'm confident in two.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me look back at the answers. Yeah, two.
Two.
All right, Bruce, you get the first one. Remember, answer your own question. Only you can pass on your question, but only you get to answer it the second time. Let's see how we do. Here we go. Bruce, you're first.
Okay.
What long-running animated show has a bartender named Mo on it?
Mo. Oh, The Simpsons.
Who played Sam Malone on the TV show Cheers?
Peter Ustinov.
Really? How many bottles of beer are on the wall in the popular song about bottles of beer on the wall?
100. No, 99. Sorry, 99.
Isaac Washington was the name of the bartender on The Love Boat, which aired on what network?
Oh, gosh. I used to watch that all the time. ABC.
Horace was the bartender on Family Guy. What was the last name of the main family on that show, or is the last name?
Butterfield.
What fruit would a bartender traditionally put with a blue moon?
Melon.
Nick Miller is a bartender on New Girl. What actress played Jess or was the star of that show?
I'll have to just pass on that one.
Okay, well, it's the only question left, so I'm just going to sit here and let the clock run out. Yeah. Run out.
Would you have accepted Jovi from Elf?
I think that would have been a great answer, Kevin. Yeah, that would have been good.
Oh.
You finally got it, huh, Steve?
I got it.
Okay, take your
time. That's nicely done.
Take your time. Yeah, the whole day.
Let's see how we did, guys.
Yeah. I think we got two.
I think you might have got more than two. Oh.
Did we?
Yeah, you're overachievers today, yeah. Mm. Let's see, here we go.
What long-running animated show has a bartender named Mo on it?
Josh said The Simpsons. Bruce sang The Simpsons.
Unbelievable. Well, great done. Job by amazing. Both contestants.
Look at that. Yes. 1-1 and what a start. Soon to trail off.
Who played Sam Malone on the TV show Cheers?
Josh passed, and Warren said...
Josh, yeah.
Peter Ustinov.
All right. How old are you, Josh?
43.
Okay. I can forgive him for not knowing
Ted Danson?
Cheers. Yeah.
I could see his face. I couldn't remember his name.
Ted Danson on Cheers?
I never watched it.
It's been a long time since I've watched it.
Been a long time, so it's just hard to come up with a name sometimes,
I see his face.
I know who he is.
By the
way,
I so wish.
I mean, Ted Danson, I know who he was, because he was in also the one with the Three Men and a Baby.
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
He was.
And Becker and many others. I really, more than anything I've ever wanted in the world, had Josh said Peter Ustinov. I mean, I would have given everyone 1,000,000 points and $10,000 because it would have been just the greatest, mess up of all time. Yeah. But unfortunately, no, still 1-1.
How many bottles of beer are on the wall in the popular song about bottles of beer on the wall?
Everybody said 99.
Yeah, and really, I would have accepted almost any answer, I guess.
Because it's hard to say.
Eventually, you're going to get there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 26. Yeah.
Also, Google did say, because I was looking this up, that it's like an unlimited, which I don't think is true.
No, unlimited. The song is 99.
Yeah, it's 99.
2-2.
Isaac Washington was the name of the bartender on The Love Boat, which aired on what network?
Josh said The Love Network, and
I would have guessed
Bruce
NBC.
Said ABC. I would have guessed ABC myself.
I think Bruce is right.
ABC is correct.
Well, nicely done, Bruce.
Of course it's right.
That's 2-2, buddy.
Bruce is on fire. 3-2, team-wise. Here we go.
Horace was the bartender on Family Guy. What was the last name of the main family on that show?
Josh said he never watched that show. He couldn't get to that one. And, Warren said Butterfield, which is a guess.
It is a guess.
It is a guess. It's not.
His first name is Brian.
Yeah.
Brian Butterfield.
That's wrong. No. I'm assuming you were looking for Griffin?
Yep.
Griffin. Oh, Griffin.
Griffin. Yeah. No 3-2 still in favor of the Friday show.
Oh, wow.
We're just whooping them right now.
What fruit would a bartender traditionally put with a blue moon?
Blue moon.
Sadly, nobody got this. Lime for Josh, melon for Monty.
What kind of melon?
I don't know. I just...
It's an orange.
Put a melon on there.
It's an orange.
Yeah, orange.
Orange.
Yeah.
Blue. That's simple. Orange. That's an orange moon.
Good point. So with blue, you thought of melon.
I did.
Okay.
I did. I mean, I can't really think of any other blue fruit.
Kevin, remember that time we had that blue melon?
Oh.
So good.
Well, I don't know. It could soak up the blue color, I guess.
Tastes kind of like tutti frutti, doesn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe a blueberry would have been a good answer then. What do you got for the last one, Steve?
Nick Miller, bartender on New Girl. What actress played Jess? Was the star of the show?
Yeah, no, nobody got this one. So the Friday crew is going to edge out a win. What'd you say?
I said Jovi?
Jovi.
Oh. Jovi, yes.
This is the greatest answer ever.
Would have been great, yeah.
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah, Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah,
he's a looker.
Yeah. Zoe Deschanel, thank you for that.
she is very funny. She's very pretty. Mm-hmm. I was just looking her up to see how she was doing with old Jonathan from the Property Brothers.
Mm.
And it looks as if they're engaged.
Aww. Oh,
yeah, they've been engaged for a while.
Have they? Okay, I didn't know when this was from.
Are you more a Zoe or an Emily Deschanel?
Oh, Zoe.
Zoe? Yeah.
Yeah.
You, Warren?
I don't know the other one.
She's on Bones, right?
Ooh. Oh.
Is that Bones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's Bones?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely Zoe.
Yeah, I think Zoe.
I don't like that.
They're both handsome women.
All right. So, Josh, can you pick a number? Sorry about the edge out of the Friday crew today. Could you pick a number between 1 and 642,587, please?
Ooh.
How about just 7?
1.
Hello, boy.
Josh, have a great weekend, buddy, okay? Oh, he's already calling back. See, he wanted to be caller 1, so he hung up right away. Smart man.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
No pressure, Steve.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, we're going to go the long way. Not nice, but...
Naughty.
Not nice, but...
Bad. not nice, but not nice.
Yeah.
Not,
Don't think in the Christmas sense.
Kevin James.
Oh, naughty. No.
You said that.
I did? Yeah. I did?
Pass.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, man, I love you.
Oh, man.
We had a couple of accidents... with our game playing earlier today. I don't know if you guys remember those at all.
No.
Yeah. I mean, there have been somebody when we played Password who actually said the password on the air. Bruce, I don't know if you remember that at all.
That could have happened.
Mm-hmm. And then I believe Warren at one point blurted out an answer that had already been given within 5 seconds of the original giving of the answer, which is probably what made you think of it.
Must be.
I planted the seed.
Yeah, you did.
You planted the seed.
Are we going to finish out that tournament?
We probably will. I guess what? I guess it's just
three of us should do that.
Left. Yeah, we can do that at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
There's me, you, and Kev, right?
That's left. True.
Yeah,
that is 100% accurate.
All right, we'll take care of that.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Jay, I have to ask you, you brought up something off air about movies.
Yeah.
And I didn't know when you were planning on talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you...
I mean, you can do it right now if you really want to.
Because I had a little story from last night and I wanted to recommend... a potential movie.
You mean when I asked Warren if there was any Hallmark movies that he really liked? I know his wife loves to watch Hallmark movies, and he's not a big fan of it. So I was just curious, have you seen one that you enjoyed?
And the answer is no.
You can't think of one?
The answer, let's just keep that simple.
You probably don't know the names of any of them.
Oh, I don't.
Okay. I think that's actually fair.
For sure.
Because they do blur.
The names are all kind of... Yeah, they would blur together for sure. Yeah.
Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty. That
I
is
did
a
find
new
a, I
a
did,
Scottish Christmas.
I found a Irish Christmas. That's actually good. Irish Wish.
Yes.
That's a Lindsay Lohan, right?
I don't think that's actually a Christmas Hallmark type. I mean, it's not a Hallmark movie.
I don't know if it is on the Hallmark Network. I'm not sure.
I was going to ask about
this. I
actually watched that. Because
it's Netflix, no?
Lindsay Lohan
has
another movie out now.
Yeah, she loves the
called
Christmas
Our Little Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And is it on Netflix?
That's a great question.
I can't remember where I got it last night. I was just looking through, and it was you know how they always just put up a preview? Yeah, it's Netflix.
Yeah.
And so they'll just put up the big header of Our Little Secret, and then you just click on it, and it takes you to whatever network it is or whatever.
Right.
And I was sitting at home. I was very bored. I was waiting for my son to get home. And so it was just Amelia and I. We were chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned that on thinking that, whatever, she's not going to pay attention to this.
Sure.
But.
This is the Lindsay Lohan movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
She kind of did. She started paying attention to it because I guess there was enough Christmassy stuff and whatever. It seemed okay to her.
So wait, she did Irish Wish and then she did Falling for Christmas. And then now she has another one.
Our Little Secret.
Our Little Secret. Okay.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Our Little Secret?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, they're home for Christmas. She's meeting her boyfriend's family.
Oh, then what happens, Kevin? I mean, you don't spoil the plot.
Yeah.
Well, it tells
you. Get married?
It tells you this. That
I mean, is that how that works?
Right? It tells you this.
Well, there's trouble first. You forgot the trouble. Yeah. Well,
yeah. Here's why I don't know exactly what happens. I didn't get to finish it. But she is there dating son. Family also has daughter. Daughter brings home new boyfriend. New boyfriend. Oh, my God. She meets him.
Uh-oh.
We used to date.
Oh, no.
So she's like, oh, no.
Wow, that's going to be.
And she's like, you are not telling anyone.
So then break up with daughter and start dating mom? I mean, spoiler alert.
No. Okay.
Fall in love and get married?
Do they pull each other's hair?
What are we doing?
What is going on? See, that make it good.
What kind of Christmas movies are you watching?
That's a cat fight there.
It is glass in mom's face.
Kristen Chenoweth is in the movie.
Oh, okay. I like her.
You know, yeah, she's great.
She's great.
But she plays kind of, she's the mom, and she's kind of mean and really judgmental.
Villain.
Which is very weird for her, because she's usually so bubbly and nice.
Yeah.
She's Glinda the Good Witch.
But as we're watching it, we're sitting there, and Tyler got home and had some pizza.
Sure.
And so Amelia's sitting there eating some pizza, and she turns around. She goes, Papa? I think these two are going to fall in love.
She even knows at six.
She knew. And I was like, oh, I go, no, no, no. They both have boyfriends and girlfriends. Seems like they're going to fall in love.
Yeah.
And sniffed I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But then it was, you know, we had to get ready for bed, and that was it. I didn't watch the rest of it.
Don't blame you.
Steve,
I can't
wait
to get home, though.
I'm curious, Steve, that you mentioned Hot Frosty. Have you watched that?
No, we talked about that, right?
I know, but I'm curious if you've watched it.
I have not.
Should I? Is that when he melts?
That's a Hallmark movie, though, isn't it?
It's a Netflix movie.
Oh, it's a Netflix.
Yeah, that's probably why you see it. I mean, it pops up if you get into Netflix. Hot Frosty pops up.
Okay.
I think the snowman turns into a guy, and then they fall in love and get married, and they make a snow fort together.
Igloo!
It's going to be great.